The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, "There was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, 'Render a just decision for me against my adversary.' For a long time, the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, While it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest the finally come and strike me.'" The Lord said, "Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" The Gospel of the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all. How are you this evening? Good. This is something between teacher and the student. Teacher asked, "Why are you late today?" Student, "Because of sign down the road." Teacher, "What does your sign have to do with your being late?" Student, "The sign said, 'School ahead, go slow.'" We are told that our church is a pilgrim church. The title pilgrim suits the church perfectly because Christians are a people always on the move, always on their way towards the holiest shrine that can be imagined, heaven, where we shall live with God forever. The promised land was the goal of the Israelites. Ours is heaven, a land where truly milk and honey flow, promised by Jesus. Many and powerful enemies are trying to prevent the Christians' community from reaching its destination. We need a powerful weapon to overcome. The powerful weapon that we need is prayer. Today's readings speaks about the prayer, especially perseverance in our prayer. Prayer is personal, which comes from our heart and is a means to express our feelings and emotions and place them before God. In today's first reading, we heard about the importance of prayer and how Israel people win Amalekites in the war through the prayer of Moses. As Moses led God's people from slavery in Egypt through the desert to the promised land, they encountered numerous threats that on the way. The army of Pharaoh, the Red Sea they had to cross, the lack of water and food in the desert, and so on. Finally, somehow, the Israelites had almost reached the promised land. By the time, the Amalekites, a desert tribes living south of the Dead Sea, were ready to fight with the Israel people. So this is the last test for the Israelites. So Moses sent Joshua to fight with the Amalekites, and Moses stood at the top of the mount with the staff of God in his hand. As long as Moses kept his hand up, Israelites were victorious. When he lowered his hand, Amalekites were victorious. Finally, Joshua defeated Amalekites and his people as Moses prayed, holding his hand high. So in this situation, in this incident, it is an expression of total dependence on God. Moses completely depended on God. Without him, there would be no victory. This indicates that the victory of the Jews was not due to the human power and strength, but because of the power of prayer and the perseverance of Moses in it. So, the perseverance of Moses is very important in this first reading. And also in the gospel reading, Jesus says to us the same thing, pray, pray. And also he tells a parable about how we need to pray to him. So actually in the Palestine, every town or large village had a man appointed by a certain authority in Jerusalem whose duty is to settle all local disputes brought to him. In today's gospel, this particular judge is called an unjust person, a totally corrupt, who cares for no one, neither God nor man. He doesn't care anyone or any rules and regulations. That was the situation of the judge. And there is a widow, on the other hand, a helpless person, a poor widow. She has only God as her protector and caretaker. This widow was looking for justice regarding her own property. She went to the judge and repeatedly pleading for justice. The widow had one powerful weapon, persistence. The entire community witnessed the widow's repeated encounter with the judge. Many people saw her pleading the judge with persistence. The judge decides in her favor not because he cared for her or anyone special, but mainly due to her perseverance and persisting in her pleading. He, in fact, wanted to get rid of her. Here also, we can see the perseverance of widow, the persistence in her pleading is very, very important. Now Jesus says that if a corrupt, egoist judge can be eventually moved by the perseverance of a helpless widow, how much more God can do for us? Do you all think that he will
be slow in answering our pleas. If even worldly parents will give their children what they need and not give anything dangerous, Jesus says, how much more the loving God in heaven will see to the needs of his children. Why does God want us to pray? Strictly speaking, God has no need of our prayers, praises, and thanksgivings. God knows what we want in our lives before we ask Him. God knows what to give, when to give, and how to give. Only God sees the time. And therefore, only God knows what is good for us in the long run. That is why Jesus said that we must never be discouraged in our prayer. Prayer must be continued all the time. Instead, we have to leave the answer to God's decision. Thy will be done. God's decision must be done in our prayer. Both Moses and the widow in today's readings teach us how we should pray with the trusting faith and perseverance. Finally, prayer must last as long as the battle lasts, until sunset, that is, to the end of our life. We can do nothing without God, and we need God. Nothing is impossible with God. So will God find the faith when He comes to us? So prayer is personal. Prayer is personal all the time until we die. The perseverance in prayer, persistence in prayer is very, very important. That is the teaching of today's readings. And let us examine and see how persistent we are in our prayer.